You remember the good old days, Chewy? When I say the good old days, I mean way back maybe 5 years ago.
Sure. Yeah, that was, I don't know if that was necessarily the good old days. That was like prime COVID.
Yeah, well, it was prime COVID. And this is what makes me think of this. If you guys remember, everybody, because a lot of stores shut down. So a lot of people were ordering things online.
And correct.
Then the idea came along and then became a big thing, you know, for the delivery people when they come to your house. How about, you know, maybe chips and water or soda or, you know, snack bars and things like that.
That faded out pretty fast.
And that faded out pretty fast right after that. And I said to Michelle the other day, I said, hon, why don't we start the trend all over again?
I'll tell you why. Because mom orders 80,000 things from Amazon. You order a thing from TikTok every day. You guys will bankrupt yourself buying snacks for your delivery drivers.
So anyhow, we started that. Michelle Medic put together an amazing basket outside with a nice note to thank the delivery people. So whether you be Amazon, which freaks out Marco.
Yeah.
Or FedEx, which freaks out Marco. Or UPS, which freaks out Marco. Or the mail carriers, which freaks out Marco. Just come to the front of the house and there is a snack for you and a thank you.
What kind of snacks do you got?
Well, why are you going to stop by the house?
Well, no, like, did you guys put out, like those terrible little granola bars or something?
No, no, no. These are like little bags of chips and pretzels. The little ones. They're small ones.
What kind of brand?
And I don't know. Whatever the brand was she got. It wasn't generic, like, if that's what you're going to ask. They're real brand.
No, like, were they hers? Are they Wise? Like,
does that make a difference if you would steal it off the front porch of our house?
It does make a difference because I want to know if they're going to go to like your house and go like, wow, these guys are cheap.
Yeah.
Or like, these guys giving us crappy snacks because I'm kind of a snob.
Well, nobody's giving snacks now. That's why I don't hear about it anymore. And I'm looking to start the trend.
You're going to settle for them? Like, you're just going to go down to the bottom? Like, hey, listen, no one else is doing it. Here's what I don't want for my cabinet.
It's not. She actually purchased this. Mom did.
Okay, but
the other day.
What's
the brand?
She went out
and bought it just for that. I don't know.
Did you put out water, sodas?
Hold on. I forgot. Hold on. Did you have a picture of this morning?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hold on.
Leave out drinks or just snacks?
Waters.
What if they don't want water?
Well, then they're going to be thirsty. What can I tell you? This is really going sour pretty fast. All right, here we go. Wait. I don't know what brand that is. Benton's Mini Chewy Chocolate Chip Cookies.
Okay.
Lay's Classic Potato Chips.
All right.
The waters are there. And then Nutri-Grain Bar, Strawberry Fruit and Grain Soft Baked Bar.
You're really spoiling them with those Nutri-Grain bars.
140 calories.
You sure you didn't clean out your cabinet with stuff you didn't want?
No, wait, I'm going to...
Show me it.
You're
show me
post
it.
Post up the picture. This is nice.
I'm not, but that's pathetic.
No, it's not.
You left out like three things.
Well, that's per day. If we would have left everything else out there, it's gone.
You have like nothing there.
There's one, two, three. Wait, hang on. There's three bags of chips. Looks like one Nutri-Grain, one potato chip. So five bags of snacks and four waters.
Here's my junk. Take it out, please.
No. You see, I don't understand.
No, I get it completely.
Mom.
You cleaned out your cupboard and said here.
No.
One's ate these Nutri-Grain bars in 30 years. Take them out of my hands.
We have Deer Park water. That's okay.
You got at least top of the line water.
And Weiss natural spring water. That might have been left in the fridge.
I told you. You're mixing matching now.
What I'm saying is no good deed goes unpunished.